is up. It's your favorite day, Al Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron, the overnight number to join, 888-808-1019. Please, behind the glass. Knicks get a win versus a horrible Pelicans team. But it's opening day. It's officially opening day, which means there's no more wondering what your team's going to do in the offseason, who's going to make the roster, what's the rotation going to be, start the season. It is here. Emmanuel Babari will join me at 1 a.m. to talk Yankees. How you feeling, Yankee fans? The spotlight is on to yourself on Netflix. Yes, Netflix. You heard that correctly. With a bunch of different things Netflix is going to try. You know, I heard some people saying, why the Usos there? Well, first of all, they have a relationship with the WWE. And second of all, the Usos are from the Bay Area. So that's why they're a part of the coverage. For those who don't know wrestling, the Usos are the WWE tag team champions. Formerly of the Bloodline, which might reunite at WrestleMania. But it's Yankee baseball time. I wish the matchup was sexier. It would have been nice if Major League Baseball would have said, you know what, let's do, if you're going to do the Yankees, Yankees, Dodgers. Or how about Yankees, Blue Jays? Something sexy like that. Not Yankees, Giants. Sorry, Richie. That's what I would have preferred. That's a sexier matchup. That would get people to say, you know what? I'll download Netflix. I'll pay for a month if I don't have it already. I think everybody and their grandmamas has Netflix right now. But that would make me do it. Because we received a lot of calls here on the Fan from people who are technology illiterates, who don't know how those things work out, who are afraid to try something new. So they'll listen on the radio. But there's one guy in Major League Baseball who's under the most pressure to deliver in a regular season and a postseason and bring a championship to the Bronx, and that's Aaron Judge. He is under the most pressure out of everyone in Major League Baseball. The spotlight is on him. Yes, even more so than Juan Soto, because Aaron Judge has had multiple MVPs, multiple monster seasons, and has come up short in the playoffs multiple times. Now, last year, we've talked about it wasn't his fault. He had an amazing playoff in terms of his numbers, so it was not his fault. He caught every fly ball hit to him, so it wasn't his fault, even with a bum shoulder. He was not to blame. The pitching was. But you know how it goes. If you're the star player of the team, it falls on you. We've gotten the calls here at the station. Well, he's not in the same category as Mantle and Ruth and DiMaggio and blah, 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 blah. Jeter. He's got to win a ring to cement his legacy. Yeah. Thanks, Captain Obvious. Aaron Judge has put up monster season after monster season. MVP, MVP, breaking records. Having stretches where you can't even get him out. But here we are in 2026, with his prime years winding down, and no ring for the Yankees with Aaron Judge leading the way. Now, is it unfair to put everything on him? Because it's baseball, he can only do so much. Yeah, but that's just the way it goes, especially in New York. Especially for the Yankee franchise. Especially for an organization that's won so many times. Especially under Cashman. They've been in the playoffs year in and year out. And yet they haven't won a ring since 09. And with Aaron Judge and as the captain of the team, have only one World Series appearance. And it was an embarrassment versus the Los Angeles Dodgers, where he dropped the ball. Where he was horrendous in the playoffs. Where he didn't come through in the clutch. I'm sure many Yankee fans would love to fast forward to October right now. To get this started. Because I wonder how many Yankee fans actually enjoy the regular season. knowing that it's World Series or bust. And honestly speaking, I hope it comes to that point with my team, the Mets. We're not there yet. We're far away from that. We have to go to back-to-back playoff appearances first before we get into that stratosphere. But all the pressure is on Aaron Judge to deliver for the Yankees, to bring a ring to the Bronx, to end this drought. It's crazy. 09's a drought. How about 1986? That's a drought. The well is dry. But for the Yankee fans and the Yankee organizations, this is not, they're not used to this. Especially when you were spoiled with the Jeter Yankees. The dynasty, the championships, the celebrations, the parade, the unlimited bottles of champagne being popped in the BX. Aaron Judge this season, I believe from the fan base, is going to feel like he's never felt it before when he struggles. Because he will struggle. They all go through it. For his sake, I hope he gets out the gates fast. Because there were a good amount of Yankee fans with the WBC that said, look, came up small when it mattered the most. That's a preview of the season. That's a preview of the playoffs. Go listen to past shows. I'm not making it up. There's no reason for that. Whether it was Stewart in Brooklyn calling in, Justin in Floyd Park, some other Yankee fans said he has to deliver. In the big spot, he doesn't do it. I don't trust him in the playoffs to bring us home. Other Yankee players being trusted by the fan base more than Aaron Judge in the big spots. That's troublesome. And for the last couple years, I've compared Aaron Judge to Lamar Jackson, where the regular seasons are, it all comes down to the playoffs. Fairly or unfairly. Whatever the season result is, the way it ends, it's all going to come down to Aaron Judge. He could hit four home runs in a game, and they lose the World Series, and he's going to get blamed for it. When his career is all said and done, if he has no rings, he won't be up there with the elite of the elite in terms of historic Yankees. It's unfortunate because his numbers are going to surpass a lot of them. But that's just the way it goes in 2026. Especially in New York. Especially with a fan base that's used to winning. Well, was used to winning. That's used to being in the playoffs, I should say. All the pressure is on Aaron Judge to bring a World Series title to the Bronx. And they are in the toughest division in baseball. The defending AL East and AL champs as a whole, the Blue Jays, same division. The Boston Red Sox, whose pitching staffs improve, same division. The Baltimore Orioles, who, you know, many experts say has the number one lineup in baseball. I don't know about their pitching. But they're going to be a pain in the ass as well. Same division. The Rays, always a pain in the ass. Same division. The AL East is the deepest and toughest division in baseball. And you're starting the season handicapped, so to speak, without Gerrit Cole, without Max Fried, and some question marks. Ryan Weathers as your starting pitcher in the rotation. Will Warren, good at home, stinks on the road in your rotation. Four-man rotation to start. Your bullpen. Last year, the Yankees entered the season, you know, sky high with the bullpen. You got Devin Williams, Luke Weaver, the back end, everybody. Oh, best bullpen in baseball. Cashman's a genius, what he did. And we saw what happened the first half of the season with Devin Williams. Second half, he was better, but they traded for Bednar, Duvall. Bednar held it down, and now he's the closer to start the season. No Luke Weaver, no Devin Williams, who pitched well second half for the Yanks. But the bullpen's a big question mark for the Yankees. There's no doubt about it. And then you have your center fielder who started the whole offseason off, leaving a bad taste in Yankee fans' mouths when he was offered the qualifying offer, 1 year, $22 million. And he accepted it. I don't blame him. Good for him. His bank account. Cha-ching! He'd be stupid to turn that down. The Yankees gambled and failed. So you bring Trent Grisham back. Are you going to get the same year from him that you had last year? Anything close? If spring is any indication, he's going to suck. Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez, solid springs, and they're in the minors. Many Yankee fans want him with the big team. Many Yankee fans want, especially Spencer Jones, to pair with Aaron Judge over Trent Grisham in the outfield. Spencer Jones' defense is better than Jason Dominguez' defense. Yankee fans have been clamoring for the organization to give their prospects the opportunity to thrive and shine. No restrictions, no limits. Put them out there and let them play 3, 4, 5, 6 games in a row. Not just play one game and sit for a month. Yankee fans have been clamoring for that. And I don't blame them. Because time after time, year in and year out, we hear about these prospects. We hear about these guys. Can't miss prospect. Can't miss. This guy's going to be a star. Spencer Jones is being called the next, you know, left-handed Aaron Judge. Yankee fans want that shot of youth in their organization, in their lineup. They want to see the kids play. I don't blame them at all. I want to see what Spencer Jones can do. I want to see what Jason Dominguez can do when he's given the opportunity. Not just a game, sit for 4. A game, sit for 3. A game, sit for 6. How can anybody get in a groove in baseball? Hitting a baseball is the hardest thing to do. So how do you expect somebody who doesn't get enough reps on a regular basis to thrive? In limited opportunities. It's not possible. How can you say, come to camp, do your job, we'll reward you, and then when they do it, they don't get rewarded. They get sent down. I don't care that Trent Grisham is making $22 million. He stunk in spring. Did he earn the right to play center field on opening day? No, he did not. No, he did not. If we're keeping it a buck, come in the spring and earn your keeps, he did not. Last year's last year. The youngins came in and earned their spot. And Yankee fans have been clamoring and dying to see some Spencer Jones. For how many years? The same way for how many years you wanted Jason Dominguez on his team. And yet, prospect after prospect after prospect. Farts in the wind. Meanwhile, the team across town posted a video about their prospect. Who's going to be on the opening day roster, starting in right field versus Paul Skeens out the gates. No training wheels. Here you go, Carson Benj. And I know deep down inside, no matter how much we go back and forth, Met fans, Yankee fans, there's a lot of Yankee fans that are like, man, I wish the Yankees would do that with our guys. And you know what? I don't blame you. I don't. Because me, as a Met fan, I want to see what Spencer Jones can do with Aaron Judge together in that lineup. There's going to come a time when George Lombard Jr., his name's going to pop up a lot. Especially if Anthony Volpe stinks. Especially if Jose Caballero's not getting it done. That's going to happen. And what do the Yankees do then? Shove Anthony Volpe down your throat? Well, pivot and say, you know what? It's time. Out with the old, in with the new. And then this whole, we're running back, looks a little different when you have a Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez or George Lombard Jr., whoever other big prospect, Elmer Rodriguez, you know, Carlos Lagranier, whoever it is, looks a whole lot different. And you have some youth in an organization that desperately needs that shot in the arm and a fan base that wants it. Because I know a lot of Yankee fans are not happy with this whole quote-unquote running it back. It was great in the regular season. It fell short big time compared to 2024 in the playoffs.